Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." The following reflection is a tribute to Dr. King as a man of faith. This selection is a part of a series recorded in Memphis, Tennessee, in the spring of 2008, the 40th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. King. Thank you for visiting www.exploreFaith.org. The following reflection is by Rabbi Micah Greenstein of Temple Israel in Memphis, Tennessee.
The words and example of Martin Luther King Jr. have influenced my faith in so many ways. As a rabbi, I find it fascinating that it was Moses with whom he identified most closely. I would have expected him to speak of Jesus and his suffering as the motif for the civil rights movement, but that he chose the Jewish story of the Passover as the motif is a powerful statement for all people to understand in loving each other. That story being that no one is free until all are free, I think also explains why, as Americans and people of faith, his example and his words impact us so deeply. His conviction of nonviolence as perhaps the only alternative to eradicate racial injustice, poverty, and war continues to inform so much of my life as a spiritual leader and just as a person of faith. That image of nonviolent protest in a world gone mad today, it would be as jarring and as powerful as that lone Chinese protester standing outside Tiananmen Square in front of that tank. It all goes back to King. I guess he was the conscience of his generation, but he is still very much a part of my conscience. I'm also captivated by the youth in that room at the Lorraine Motel, that he was only 39 years old when he died, that his sermons, From Strength to Love, were written when he was 29, remind me that our mission as people of faith is to do the most that we can with the time that we have in the place that we are, no matter how much time we have. So here in 39 years, he accomplished more than many people who live to 93 with the numbers flipped. His words and his example are really the sermon of my life. No matter how many sermons a rabbi or minister or priest give, it's said that you really only have one sermon, that your life is a sermon. And I guess my sermon would be one God means one humanity. And no one embodied that or expressed that more eloquently, one God means one humanity, more than Martin Luther King. Though we differ in color and creed, he used to say we carry common convictions and our destinies intertwine. And that is so true, so real, and the core of what it means to be a person of faith, to act boldly in the face of uncertainty, and to believe that one God really does mean one humanity.
This reflection was brought to you by ExploreFaith.org, a nonprofit ministry for anyone seeking a path to God. Please visit us at our website, www.explorefaith.org.